Here's our producer, Mr. William Keeley.
The curtain rises on Act 3 of The Stratton Story, winner of Photoplay Magazine's Gold Medal Award, starring James Stewart as Monty Stratton and June Allison as Ethel.
Monty came home from the hospital late in December. He'd lost a lot more than a leg. His hopes, his future, his spirit, all were gone. Day after day, he just sat by the window in the living room. Now and then, he'd hobble around on the crutches, but he'd have no part of the artificial leg. Nobody was even to mention it. He just seemed to be waiting for the end of the world.
Lots of mail today, Monty. Look, darling, hundreds of letters from people all over the country.
Yeah, well, I don't want to look at them.
Oh, but if people are nice enough to write to you, don't you think you would...
Well, if you like them so much, why don't you read them yourself? What do they say? Merry Christmas? Happy New Year?
I was straightening things out in the shed, Monty. There's a lot of your stuff piled up out there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, why don't you let me get your crutches? We'll go out there and look it over.
I know what's out there. Get rid of it all.
There are things you'll want to hang on to, darling. Like this baseball, the one the team all signed, remember?
Yeah. Give it to me. All right, now do you believe me? Get rid of it all.
No use crying, Ethel. No use at all, honey.
Oh, he hasn't seen me cry, Mom. But sometimes I just can't hold it back anymore. What are we going to do? He's not interested in anything or anybody. Not even the baby. He's all by himself. I just can't seem to reach him.
I guess it wouldn't be right if he was letting it roll off his back like it was nothing. But there's something about him, Ethel. Oh, I don't know. Good sense or something. And no doctor can amputate it.
Well, I guess supper's ready. I'll go find Ernie.
Isn't it past baby's bedtime? What's he doing here?
I'll take him up, Monty. Come on, darling. Now, you say goodnight to Uncle Ernie.
Hey, he said it. He said goodnight.
Regular blabbermouth, ain't he?
Well, I'll be dog. Come here, young fella. Come here to Uncle Ernie. Come on.
Look, Monty, he's trying to walk.
What darn if he ain't walking and talking all in one night.
Oh, Monty, if we could only have a picture of that. His first real step. Isn't it wonderful?
What's so wonderful about it? He's got two legs, hasn't he? Come on, give me my crutches.
Monty.
Well,
maybe you'd rather be alone. I just thought... Oh, Monty, don't let it do this to you, darling. Please.
No, I don't know. I just came out of doors to look at that road. I used to do 10 miles on that road like it was nothing and then pitch a ball game. Now I can get it. I can hardly get as far as the road, let alone walk on it.
You told me once, a man's got to know where he's going. Where are you going, Monty?
I guess I'm just not going. Before I could do things, but now I...
Oh, I've made out much worse than you, Monty. You lost your leg, but I lost you.
No, but I still feel the same way inside. It's just...
Oh, I know you feel the same, darling. That's what I've been trying to tell you all these weeks.
Oh, give me your hand, Ethel. If I just didn't love you so much.
Oh, Monty.
Oh, honey. I guess I got a squawk coming, too. Sure wasted a lot of money on those dancing lessons, didn't I?
Oh, Monty, darling.
Gee, I sure got me some gal.
Oh, shucks. Didn't you know that?
Then on, Monty started to find himself. Oh, not that he changed overnight, but at least he was trying to get himself straightened out. And then one day...
Hey, you're not doing so good, young fella. Now, come on, walk back to me. I'll try it again.
Monty, is the baby all right?
I don't know, honey. He sure is having a time learning to walk. Yeah, that's what I told her. Hi. Yeah, it looks like you and me got our work cut out for us. You and me both.
He just can't figure out your crutches, can he?
Watch him for a while, will you, honey? There's something in the bedroom I want to get.
Marty.
I'll take him now, honey. Junior and I need a little sunshine. We're going out.
But, Monty, your crutches.
Yeah, I figured it's time I tried out my store leg. Come on. Come on, put his coat on.
Come on, Daddy. We mustn't keep Daddy waiting. And please, please be a good boy.
Now, you see these things, Junior? Well, they're feet. Now, those are yours, and these are mine. And they tell me you're supposed to pick them up and lay them down. Okay, now, let's see what happens, huh?
And we found it in the shed, Monty. Ma and I. Your old pitcher's glove. You want to keep it?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I'll take it then.
Well,
now, keep it.
Well,
wait a minute. Here's Barney's old catcher's mitt. Let's have a catch. Come on.
Well, wait. Hey, watch how you throw that ball here. Take it easy now.
Too much rich living. A little exercise won't hurt you at all. Now, come on. Let's throw it to you.
Fine-looking catcher. I can't even see you behind the mitt.
How am I doing, country?
Well, stop waving your arms. Come on. Catch the ball.
Say, this is fun.
Yeah, you settle down a little. Maybe Cleveland can use you.
Oh, no ice cracks now. You're not so good yourself.
Yeah, I tell you what I'll do. I'll have Barney come down and look you over. All right, now catch this. Oh.
Marty.
I'm all right. I get up here. Leg. I think I know what I did wrong. Now, come on. Let's throw some more.
By the way, can you wait a second?
Oh. Well, yeah. That's the first time I ever been kissed by a catcher.
Catchers don't do that, huh?
No, not as a rule. It sort of slows up the game.
Well, just don't sit there. Let's see the big pitch. Come on, lay it in there, country. Where's all your stuff? Lay it in there. Hey, let's see the fastball.
The fastball? Well, even if I had one, what would you do with it?
Well, now, you just throw it and find out.
You know, you're fixing to get your head knocked off.
Don't argue with the catcher. Now, come on, right over the plate.
Oh, okay.
Come on, now, right in here, kid. Oh.
Honey, I'm sorry. Oh, gee, I'm...
Just help me up. I caught it, didn't I?
Well, let me see your hand. Did you hurt your hand?
What I am rubbing is not my hand.
Oh, yes.
You just lost yourself a catcher.
Never had a catcher quit me before.
You never had a catcher before who was going to have a baby.
Well, why don't we just sort... What? What?
All during those months, I'd hear from Ethel pretty regularly. Monty was getting along fine, doing a day's work on the farm, even practicing his pitching, she said. And then Jimmy Dyke sent me down to Houston to scout some players in a big all-star game. I figured to stop by the farm the day after the game and visit with Monty. But he pulled a big surprise. He was at the game, in the dressing room, in uniform.
Don't look so shocked, Barney. It's me, all right.
You mean to say you're going to pitch today? But how can you? This is big baseball, Monty.
Sure, I know.
These are all-star teams. They're playing for big money. They're going to be tough. Who'd you cook this up with?
Josh Higgins, the manager of the Southern team.
Ethel know about it?
No. She and Ma, they're up in the grandstand. They thought I'd just come down to say hello to some of the fellas.
You asked Higgins to let you pitch?
I asked Higgins to let me try, Barney. I had to find out just what's what. And I
Well, I'd better start out the field.
Here are the batteries for today's game. The Western All-Stars, Gene Berryman pitching, R.T. catching. For the Southern All-Stars, Milliken catching. And in his first comeback appearance, Monty Stratton pitching.
Ethel had seen me now. I tried to stop her, but I couldn't. She met Monty just as he was limping out of the tunnel toward the field.
Darling, darling, why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to surprise you, I guess. I got so I was throwing the ball pretty good, and I got all steamed up, and I'm afraid.
Afraid? Afraid of what? You've been beaten before.
I keep saying to myself I'm just the same as everybody else. I wanted to prove it. I wanted to show you, only I can't. I just can't go through with it.
Monty, listen to me. I came down here just now hoping to stop you. I was just as afraid as you are. But you can't turn back now. That won't solve anything. You're a ball player, Country.
Us saying I'm still a ball player doesn't make me one.
Well, then let's find out.
Well, Do I look all right?
Oh, you look just fine. Now go on, get out there.
I guess this was the biggest moment of his life. A cripple, a man with an artificial leg, trying to tell himself that he wasn't licked, that he still was a big league pitcher, but he just didn't have what he used to have.
Oh, he's breaking his heart out there, Barney.
Yeah, hitting everything he throws.
He's looking at us, Barney. Oh.
Come on, Marty, boys. Stand there, kid.
Oh, don't let them scare you, darling. You're doing fine, just fine.
This is it. Here goes Higgins out for a while.
How do you feel, Monty?
I just can't get any stuff on the ball. Those poor fellas in the outfield are going to be all worn out if this keeps up.
Don't let them worry you, fella. Every man on the team is with you. Now loosen up. You're too tense. Make them play it your way.
What, are you leaving me in?
Yeah, I'm leaving you in. You see, I want to win this game.
Thanks, Josh.
He's staying in, Ma. They're letting him pitch. Oh, watch him now. You just watch him now.
He got out of the inning. Four hits off him and one run, and that's the way the score stayed for three more innings. 1-0. And then Monty's teammates began to hit. Man on first, a man on second, two out, and Monty's turn to bat. A chance to tie the score. Monty Stratton was one of the few pitchers who could hit a baseball. And that's just what he did. A clean single over shortstop. He started off a first base running as best he could. Hoblin, he'd make it all right. He'd beat the throw. But then he fell. His leg went out from under him, and he struggled in the dust, trying somehow to reach the bag.
You're out.
Josh Higgins is coaching at first base.
Monty, you all right?
I'm sure. I'm sorry, Josh. Yeah, I guess I started my slide too soon.
Monty pitched five more innings, pitched like nothing at all had ever happened to him. And the score still was 1-0. In the bottom half of the eighth, the boys from the South started to hit again. Two outs and two men on base, just like in the third inning. And Milliken, the catcher, came up to the plate. And then the Western All-Stars called a little conference. They decided to walk Milliken.
But if they walk him, Barney, the bases will be loaded.
They know that, honey.
Well, then they're walking him just to get at Monty.
Yeah, well, that's baseball, then. Now, let's see what Higgins does. He's got to take Monty out and put in a pinch hitter.
Attention, please. The Southern All-Stars are going to put in a pinch hitter for Stratton.
I'd sure like to see you finish this game, Monty. It was just up to me, but every guy on the team has a big stake in this.
I think I can get him in, Josh.
But we'll run behind, Monty. The base is loaded. I got to put in a hitter.
Let him hit, Josh. We'll take our chances.
You can do it, Monty.
Come on, take your cut, boy. Get up there at the plate.
Looks like the team wants you to stay in, Monty. Go ahead, take your cut.
Attention, please. Stratton is not leading the game. He'll take his turn at bat.
He hit the third pitch. And the stands went dead. They knew he was a great pitcher, but they also knew he couldn't run. Two men came across the plate, and Monty made a dive for first. Monty was safe! Monty had given his team a one-run lead. Now all he had to do was to hold that lead. But over on the other bench, the Western All-Stars were listening to the manager.
Stratton's really pitching. Now look, fellas, don't try to power the ball. Just get in there and then bunt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I hate to do this, but we got to get on. Now go on. Bunt toward the mound. Yeah, and keep bunt.
And that's just what they did. Two successive bunts. Two men were on base.
Well, there goes his ball game, Barney. They're bunting it right out from under him.
Oh, it just don't seem right. They know he can't run for the ball.
And there's nothing he can do about it, Ma. Two on and nobody out.
They're talking to him. Mr. Higgins and the catcher.
Well, he went eight full innings. Not bad for a guy with one leg.
Sure looks like they're all going to bunt, Monty. What can we do about it?
Well, I'll just have to get off the mound quicker, that's all. I know what to expect now.
That's good enough for me, Monty. Stay in.
All right. Play ball. Play ball.
The third batter bunted too, only this time Monty nailed him. But the other two men advanced. One out now, man on second, a man on third. And they crossed him up again. They started swinging hard. No more bunts. Even a long fly ball would tie up the ball game. But Monty struck the batter out. Just one more man to go, and he'd win his ball game. But this one man was Big Johnny Lindell, the power hitter of the league. One man to go, just one man. Monty took his time. He looked around his outfield, the runners on the bases, and then burned that ball across the plate. It was a line drive, a scorcher between the mound and first base. Instinctively, Monty dived for it, sprawling out on the grass. He couldn't hold on to it, but he had knocked it down, and he crawled after it, and Lindell went racing down the baseline. There was no time to get to his feet. Monty threw the ball as best he could. Lindell was out. The game was over. Monty had won. And now his teammates were picking him up, carrying him off the field. And Ma just sat there. You couldn't tell what she was thinking. Not unless you knew Ma as we knew her. But in Ethel's face was the whole story. In Ethel's tears and in Ethel's smile.
Monty Stratton won. Not just a ball game, he won and is leading a rich, full life. He stands as an inspiration for all of us, living proof of what a man can do if he has the courage and determination to refuse to admit defeat.
Before our stars return for their curtain calls, here's Libby Collins to tell the ladies what's afoot for fashion this spring.
A girl will put her best foot forward in a red shoe. Red is one of the smartest accessory colors for spring. A wonderful way to dramatize a pink costume or to contrast navy. For a well-turned-out ensemble, wear very sheer nylon stockings with a strong rosy cast with your red shoes. The wrong stocking shade can ruin the effect as completely as a run.
It's easy to keep that rosy glow if you wash stockings after every wearing with Lux Flakes. This gentle care keeps color truer, cuts down needless stocking runs.
Scientific strain tests prove what a difference in wear Lux Flakes can make. Using a strong soap or rubbing stockings with cake soap make runs come much sooner. Identical stockings washed with Lux Flakes lasted twice as long.
That's just like getting an extra pair of stockings every time you buy a pair.
Hollywood studios know that. They insist on Lux Flakes for stockings and all nice washables.
These tiny diamonds of Lux make suds amazingly fast. Freshen nylons safely in a jiffy. In fact, they take such good care of stockings, over 90% of all makers recommend Lux Flakes. Better get a box tomorrow. Use it for your precious nylons and for all your nice washables to give them that lovely Lux look. Here's Mr. Keeley with our stars.
After tonight's performance, it's easy for all of us to understand why the Stratton story was voted America's favorite picture of the year. And here are two of the reasons. Jimmy Stewart and June Allison.
Thank you very much, Bill. I think June and I'd both like to tell the audience that we feel very complimented by the selection of the Stratton story for Photoplay Gold Medal Award.
Oh, yes, indeed. We're very grateful to the moviegoers of America.
You know, it's wonderful to have you back with us, June. And as for you, Jimmy, there's just one question that I'd
like...
Yeah,
well, Bill, I feel fine. The honeymoon was wonderful. Married life's great. I hope we have six children, preferably boys and girls. And my wife said to be sure and bring home Lux Flakes.
Well, Jimmy, That answers everything. And you and June will find a supply of Lux Flakes waiting for you.
Well, thank you, Bill. Say, Jimmy, I hear MGM has starred you in a fine new picture, Malaya. And there's another actor in it. I can't think of his name. What is it?
Yeah, it's called the name of Tracy. Spencer Tracy.
Yes.
Wonderful actor.
Very good actor.
Well, that seems like a very happy combination. But right now, we want to congratulate you, Jimmy, on receiving the Photoplay Award for being the Actor of the Year whose performance was most enjoyed by the fans.
I'm really grateful, Bill, and I'd like to point out that there's a very beautiful girl named June Allison who is also receiving a citation tonight for her work during the year.
Thank you, Jimmy. Of course, everyone's been wonderful. By the way, shouldn't we be leaving for the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right after the broadcast, you'll both receive your awards at the gala dinner there. George Murphy will be presiding as master of ceremonies, and most of the big stars in Hollywood will be there.
Well, before we leave, Bill, what's the play for next week?
Jimmy is one of the most unique comedies to come out of Hollywood this season. The intriguing drama, A Letter to Three Wives. And we'll have two original stars from the 20th Century Fox picture. Beautiful Linda Darnell, and a brilliant new star making his first appearance on this stage, Paul Douglas.
Oh, that's wonderful entertainment, Bill.
You know, there's just one more thing I like to say. As a fellow down in Texas who gets my award for courage and, well, what ball players call moxie, he's got it. Monty Stratton. Good luck, Monty. Good night, Bill.
Good night.
Good night, and all our thanks for a memorable evening.
Lux girls are lovelier. They have the charm of fresh, appealing skin. Never neglect the gentle, protecting care that guards complexion beauty. Here's a tip from Jane Wyman, famous screen star. She says, "My Lux Soap facials are so quick and easy. I smooth the creamy lather in well, rinse, then pat with a soft towel to dry. Now my skin feels softer, smoother, looks so fresh." Try Jane Wyman's daily Lux Soap care for quick new loveliness. It really works. Actually, 3 out of 4 complexions improved in a short time in tests by skin specialists. So next time you shop, be sure to get Hollywood's fragrant white beauty soap. Remember, 9 out of 10 screen stars use Lux toilet soap.
Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Flakes, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Paul Douglas and Linda Darnell in A Letter to Three Wives. This is William Keeley saying goodnight to you from Hollywood.
June Allison appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Nancy Goes to Rio, starring Ann Southern and Jane Powell. Heard in tonight's play were John McIntyre as Barney, Cliff Clark as Jimmy Dykes, Larry Dobkin as Ted Lyons, George Neese as Bill Dickey, and Helen Brown as Maw. Our play was adapted by S.H. Barnett, and our music was directed by Louis Silvers. This is your announcer, John Milton Kennedy, reminding you to join us again next Monday night to hear Letter to Three Wives, starring Linda Darnell and Paul Douglas. Stay tuned for My Friend Irma, which follows over these same stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.